Is Jimmy Carter inevitable? Inevitable? Inevitable?
This is the question Pacifica reporter Charles Bell asked on Pacifica station WPFW in early 1976. Bell had followed former Governor Carter on the campaign trail, reporting back his observations of the candidate.
Having seen him in action here and in Illinois, after talking with his staff and with members of the ever-increasing press contingent that follows his burgeoning campaign, I think perhaps he may be. A few things, at least, can be said for certain. Carter is a superbly effective campaigner, one whose style and whose message are uniquely suited to this particular era in American politics and society. And he is also a politician blessed with that most intangible but most important element in the construction of political success, luck.
As inconceivable as it was only months before, it seemed Charles Bell's prediction would come to pass. But what else contributed to Carter's rise? During the previous years, the news had been dominated by controversial court rulings, including the exoneration of Ohio Governor James Rhodes and 27 Ohio National Guardsmen in the shootings of 13 Kent State students in May 1970, as well as two landmark Supreme Court rulings in early 1973, the liberal decision of Roe v. Wade in January, and the conservative ruling by 6-3 in March, upholding a lower court ruling allowing states to outlaw homosexual acts, even if committed in private by consenting adults. According to the New York Times, in early 1976, joblessness in the Big Apple reaches 12.2%. The state of Massachusetts' unemployment rate hits 11.8%. In theaters across the country that spring, reflecting possibly the mood of the country, are Academy Award-nominated films One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Dog Day Afternoon, Stanley Kubrick's Barry Lyndon, and Taxi Driver, all films about someone bucking the system, doing it differently. And it seemed the country wanted someone different, too. In November, Carter takes the election. Despite his contagious optimism, not to mention the fact the Democrats control both the House and the Senate at the time of his election, Carter finds out the rules of insider Washington politics the hard way. Carter promised during the campaign to reduce arms production in the world, but during his presidency, arms production actually went up. Carter placed solar panels on the White House, but what the country remembers of his presidency is the OPEC energy crisis and the long, long lines at the pumps. In 1979, the Soviet Union invades Afghanistan, and of course, Iran takes 66 Americans hostage. By the time 1980 comes around, it seems the country again wants change. This time, replacing the independent outsider with someone who represents the influential insider world of money and politics, which would signify an entire decade.